What's up, everybody? Ben Raza and Matt Gajewski here for Awesome Odds, and we're excited to talk a little Monday Night Football here, round out the NFL week. Hope you guys have had a good one, but we have more props and more plays to get into. Before I ask Matt for his picks about the Saints, about the Seahawks, I do want to say, if you are a new user and you haven't been over to BetMGM, there's no better time to sign up over there. They are offering a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 upon that first deposit of $10 or more. In addition, you are going to get 3 free months of Awesomo Plus Platinum. That's going to cover you for all the sports, NFL, NBA, which just tipped off, college football, which me and Matt love, and everything in between. So go over there, sign up, no better time to do it. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. We're about to hit 2,000 subs. Very, very exciting. But Matt, enough about that. Let's dive into this Monday Night Football game. We've got the Saints on the road as a slight favorite against the Seahawks. Talk to me about where you were drawn to on the betting board.
Right away, just looking at the spread here, I think you have an opportunity to buy the Saints. Just a lot of injuries on both sides of the ball. So I think it comes down to which injuries are going to be more impactful. Obviously, for Seattle, losing Russell Wilson is huge in this game. Geno Smith, a massive downgrade, and you see that reflected in the spread. The Saints also have some injuries, but I think they are coming to less valuable positions. You have Taysom Hill out. Obviously, he plays a crucial role for this team, but Alvin Kamara being there mitigates that. They lose Deontay Harris, but they're also getting back Tre'Quan Smith from the injured reserve. And how much does a loss to Deontay Harris mean to this team anyway? They're also getting back Marshon Lattimore, which is going to be huge in trying to cover DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. And on the other side, Seattle, they have one of the worst defenses in the NFL. Right now, no team is allowing more pure yardage per game than Seattle. Whether it's Alvin Kamara, Jameis Winston, or the passing attack, I do think New Orleans moves the ball here. And against the spread, I'll lay the points with the Saints.
So you're getting -4s out there. The Saints have come down. They've taken some money. Seattle's has taken some money, I should say. Maybe it's injury related as well. You can find the -4s out there at BetMGM. So I don't mind that number. I think I'm with you. I do lean to the Saints in the game. And it kind of leads me into my first pick. Very, very obvious one. I'm laying some juice. I'm okay with that, though, because it's all about, you know, chance of success versus the line. Alvin Kamara, I think that it was clearly rock bottom for him in this passing game a couple weeks ago against the Giants. He had no targets. I mean, that's just unheard of for a guy this good as a dual threat. He did have 26 carries in that game. Quickly realized the error of their ways against Washington. He was back to a normal line and what I think we're going to see going forward. He had 8 targets, turned it into 5 catches. His prop line is still cratered. Receptions prop for him is 3.5. It's very, very juiced to the over at -160. I still think that if you're adding this to the card, you should feel very, very comfortable. If Seattle gets up in this game, Alvin Kamara should clearly get peppered with targets. If the Saints are up in this game, I think it's because Alvin Kamara is doing serious damage to this team, not just on the ground, but out of the backfield. There is no scenario in my mind that he doesn't see 5+ targets in this game. I think they've quickly realized, even with Jameis at quarterback, they have to get him involved, not just in the ground game. So I'm going to keep this very, very simple. Alvin Kamara over 3.5 receptions. I know it's juicy, but sometimes you have to lay that juice with a prop that to me just seems straight off.
I agree with you 100%. Just so many injuries to New Orleans. They've used Alvin Kamara out of the slot a decent amount at this point in his career, this year as well. Without Deontay Harris, without Taysom Hill, I think it just kind of removes some of the gadgety plays they can run. And Kamara, it's a historic low for receiving usage. We should be seeing some positive regression for perhaps the league's premier receiving back. So I'm with you.
No doubt. So we've got the Saints. We've got some Kamara props. Is there anything on the Seattle side that you think is worth targeting tonight?
I think we can stick with the player prop market. Assuming Seattle's going to be down in this game, which is reflected in the spread, I think we can look at some of the pass catcher props. And one that stands out to me is Tyler Lockett over 3.5 receptions. You have to lay some juice here too, but it's still not even quite as bad as some other pass catchers on this game. Even like a Gerald Everett for a 1.5 receptions, you're laying -172 juice. For Lockett, you can find -141 over at Caesars, and I'm not seeing that too drastically different across the industry. What it comes down to is Seattle's going to be having to throw the ball in this game. Tyler Lockett had 7 targets in their most recent contest with Geno Smith, and he only turned in 2 receptions. That's basically just historic inefficiency for Lockett. Any sort of positive regression, he's going to cash the over on this bet. So even with the juice here, I'm more than comfortable targeting Lockett. I also think he's the player that's going to avoid the coverage of Marshon Lattimore. They like to move Lockett in and out of the slot, and you likely have Marshon Lattimore trying to cover DK Metcalf most of the game. So I do think matchup advantages also favor Lockett.
And we still have, even though it is a significant drop off, you know, Geno Smith is still projected for over 200 yards passing. If they are trailing, the volume could and should be there. So even on an inefficient situation, I think that Lockett will have ample opportunities along with Kamara. But ultimately, let's hope the Saints win the game and we do a little sweep the board on a Monday here. Chat, as always, thank you guys for tuning in. Leave in the comments if you have a prop that we need to be on, if we're crazy, if we're geniuses. We want to know what you guys think about these three and anything going forward. So hit that like button on your way out. Thanks to BetMGM. Good luck tonight on Monday Night Football, and stay tuned for plenty more VODs here on the Awesome Odds YouTube channel.